Havana has not released further details about the condition of the 79-year-old communist leader. The transfer of power is the first known time that Mr. Castro has ceded power. Cuban state-run television said late Monday that Mr. Castro suffered an intestinal problem with sustained bleeding and would need several weeks to rest. But Cuban exiles are celebrating the news in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood. They are hoping for political change after nearly five decades of Castro's rule. Drialis Munoz is with a Spanish-language radio station that was broadcasting live outside a popular Cuban restaurant where some exiles gathered to celebrate.
We want to come back to Cuba. We're very happy that Cuba's going to be free, and that's what we're celebrating, all Cubans here.
The lack of hard information from Havana has led to rumors here that Mr. Castro may have already died and raised questions about what will happen to Cuba after he is gone. Some Cuban exiles, including this one, urge caution.
It's too early to speculate.
The exiles say they simply want freedom for their country and do not want Raul to succeed his older brother. Michael Hernandez is with a public affairs consulting group.
I think what everyone wants is to see eventually a democracy, freedom, the same freedoms we enjoy here and take for granted over there.
In Washington, the White House said there is no reason to believe the Cuban leader is dead, and added the administration continues to assure the people of Cuba that the U.S. government stands ready to help. Lisa Ferdinando, VOA News, Miami.